Hello, you're listening to the Slow American English Podcast with Colleen. The goal of this podcast is to entertain you while boosting your English vocabulary. I will talk about a variety of topics, so sit back, relax, and thanks for listening. Hello, and welcome to episode 52 of Slow American English. I am currently in my apartment in Minnesota, looking outside at a fresh blanket of snow. It's a winter wonderland, and just in time for Christmas. But today's episode is about the country of Brazil. I have never been to Brazil, but I would love to visit there someday. Currently, about 8% of my listeners are listening from Brazil. And since Brazil is mostly in the southern hemisphere, Christmas looks very different from what I am used to. Right now, it's summertime in Brazil. Brazil is located in South America, and the equator runs just across the top of the country. It's the largest country in South America, the fifth largest country in the world by land area, and the sixth largest country by population. The most popular sport in Brazil by far is football, or as we say in the US, soccer. The men's national team has won a record 5 World Cup championships. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive. The language spoken in Brazil is Portuguese. I just learned my first Portuguese word, obrigado, which means thank you. Over the last few months, I have gotten to know one of my listeners from Brazil and consider him a friend. His name is Hendel, and he is one of the nicest people I know. So I just wanted to say a quick hello to Hendel and obrigado for listening to the podcast and being so cool. Brazil's geography has a bit of diversity. There are mountains, deserts, and rainforests. And as probably most of the world knows, the largest and most famous rainforest is mostly located in Brazil, the Amazon. Brazil also has more animal and plant species than any other country in the world. Also, if you are a coffee drinker, chances are you have had Brazilian coffee. Brazil has been the largest coffee producer in the world for the last 150 years, accounting for about 30% of the world's coffee. Brazil is also one of the top producers of soybeans in the world. So, for those of you who like soy milk in your coffee,
Thank you, Brazil. Okay, so what is the culture like in Brazil? Brazilians are warm and friendly people. The influence of European, Japanese, indigenous, and African ancestry has created a true melting pot of cultures. They are known for their love of music and dancing. Brazilians are mostly conservative people. They have manners and are polite. Brazilians also have a different concept of time. Things are not so hurried and rushed like they are in the US. Things seem to move at a more relaxed pace in Brazil. Family is also very important, and people tend to stay living with their parents into their 30s. So, if you want to visit Brazil, you do need to be cautious. There is, unfortunately, a lot of crime. However, the tourist areas are very safe. So, here is a list of some of the top tourist destinations to check out. First, the beach. Basically, any beach, with 7,400 kilometers of Atlantic coast, Brazil has no shortage of golden sandy beaches. You can find vendors with machetes ready to chop open a coconut for you to sip on while relaxing and watching the waves roll in. Second, the Amazon rainforest. You can take a boat tour into the heart of the Amazon. You can see monkeys, sloths, parrots, toucans, turtles, and a lot of other wildlife. An entire lake here is covered with giant water lilies found only in the Amazon region. Next is Carnival, Rio de Janeiro. This is the world's largest carnival and is held just before Lent. Few shows match Rio's carnival extravaganza for color, sound, action, and exuberance. This is not just another rowdy street party, but a carefully staged showpiece where spectators can watch the parades of competing samba dancers from a special stadium designed just for this event. Next is Copacabana, Rio de Janeiro. Downtown Rio's most fashionable and famous section is bordered all along one side by 4 kilometers of white sand and breathtaking surf. The beach is separated from the buildings and traffic by a broad promenade paved in black and white mosaic tiles, reminiscent of streets in Lisbon, Portugal. The beach is a popular playground filled with sunbathers, swimmers, and kids building sandcastles. Stroll the streets here to find restaurants, shops, cafes, and beautiful old buildings. One of these, the famous Copacabana Palace, is protected as a national monument. Next is Iguaçu Falls. At the point where Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina meet, the Iguaçu Falls drops spectacularly in a semicircle of 247 waterfalls. Just above the falls, the river is constricted to 1/4 of its usual width, making the force of the water even stronger. Some of the falls are more than 100 meters high, and they cover such a broad area that you can't see all of them at once. But you do get the broadest panorama from the Brazilian side. You can cross to the Argentinian side for closer views from catwalks that extend further into the center of the falls. The two sides offer different perspectives and views. I have been looking at pictures of this place online, and it is so beautiful. If I ever make it to Brazil, I will definitely be visiting these falls. And lastly, Christ the Redeemer. With arms outstretched 28 meters as if to encompass all of humanity, the colossal Jesus Christ, called Christ the Redeemer, looks out over Rio de Janeiro and the bay from the summit of Corcovado. The 709-meter height on which it stands is part of the Tijuca National Park. I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly. Completed in 1931, the 30-meter statue is constructed of reinforced concrete and soapstone. There is a chapel in the base of the statue that is popular for weddings. I have to say, I think this statue is so cool and so beautiful, and in such a perfect location overlooking the city. It's probably the number one thing that I would love to visit in Brazil. So, yeah, there is a bit about the country of Brazil. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned a little about this really cool country. Also, as Christmas is nearly here and I will be traveling over the holiday, this will be my last podcast episode of 2021. You guys will hear me next in January. So I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening, and maybe start planning your next trip to Brazil. I'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Colleen. If you would like to give any feedback regarding the episode you just heard, or any suggestions for future episodes, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at slowamericanenglish@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at slowamericanenglish. If you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much for listening.